Blog Talk Radio.
Well, why aren't you playing? I'm seeing it. Welcome, everyone, to In the Studio with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, and your moderator is Miss Nina. If you want to come in and talk about some things that we're going to be discussing, I'm definitely going to talk about sports and the deflated balls from the Patriots and entertainment news, but I have some other things before that. So, first thing I want to say, happy birthday to all the Aquariuses that started the 21st. So, happy birthday to you. Also, the new moon started on the 20th, which was yesterday, and it actually came in Aquarius this time. So, the new moon is in Aquarius. Yes, that's right. It did start yesterday. So just to make a note of that. Now, also, this ain't good news, but Mercury retrograde. Yes, I know, nobody likes hearing that, those two words, but Mercury retrograde began today, and it doesn't end until February 11th. So be sure and mark your calendars. January 21st to February 11th. Remember, don't buy any big ticket items. Don't start a new relationship. Don't start a new job during this period. Watch your accounting, also your vehicle. During this period, Mercury goes backward, but it also plays havoc with some of the other planets. So I'm just letting you know now, just be careful. Just kind of go with the flow for the next 3 weeks, and hopefully anything that you really needed to take care of, that you've done it prior to January 21st. Okay. Also, I would like to say thank you to, also on the new moon, excuse me, I want to tell you it's the first supermoon of this year. Now, we have six, and this is the first one, so it'll be five more to go before the year is out. So if you get a chance and your sky is clear, it's not foggy like it is here, go out and take a look at it. Okay, now, I want to thank everybody that prayed for my daughter, Chabanay. She was in an accident yesterday on the Metro bus. It's a city bus. She was taking to work, and a semi-truck hit the bus. So today she's not good. Today she's in a lot of pain. It happened yesterday, but her left arm and hand is swollen. It's so swollen, it's just fat. And I kind of tease her and call her Popeye. You know, remember Popeye the cartoon had the big old arms, you know, and the regular body? That's kind of how she looks. But they've got her in a sling. So anyway, I think she made appointments. She should have today to see her doctor. But I just want to thank everybody for all your prayers, your good thoughts, your calls, and your emails. Believe me, it was greatly appreciated because I was a nervous wreck. This is my only child. I have two girls, but one is my goddaughter, and Chabanay is my only birth child. So anyway, that was that. I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you, and I'm grateful to all of you, everybody. Okay, well, I'm going to start with sports. You know, I usually start the show off doing entertainment news, but I'm pissed. The Patriots with the deflated game ball, I mean, come on. What, I mean, to me, it's like if you're a cheater, you're always a cheater. So let me break it down so Everybody knows what's going on. So this is what happened. Newsday reported the following chain of events. Colt linebacker DeQuell Jackson intercepted a Tom Brady pass in the second quarter and brought the ball to the sideline. Well, Jackson handed it to a Colts equipment manager who noticed the ball seemed underinflated. Coach Chuck and general manager Ryan were informed, and Ryan notified the NFL director of football operation Mike Kinzel on site. So now, what is wrong with that? The NFL rulebook, y'all, has precise stipulations for the inflation and weight of game balls. They must be inflated between 12.5 and 13.5 pounds per square inch and weigh between 14 and 15 ounces. So why would a team want to use an underinflated ball? So that's a good question. Basic physics. A less inflated ball is more easily manipulated by a quarterback's hands, allowing him to squeeze and secure it better. This ability can be especially advantageous in the kind of wet and windy weather in Foxborough, Massachusetts, where the AFC Championship game was played. Now, you might ask, how would one let the air out of a ball during a game? Game officials inspect and approve all game balls 2 hours, 15 minutes prior to the start of the game, placing a unique mark on each to signify compliance with weight and inflation requirements. A ball attendant takes them to the field where they are kept by ball boys on the sideline. Presumably, someone on the sideline could reduce inflation after the initial inspection. You think? And who are these ball boys? Well, in most cases, they're game day employees identified and vetted by teams but paid by the NFL. In some cases, they can be sons or daughters of prominent team employees. But in recent years, teams have been moving away from using teenage staff. Ball boys work both home and road games, often doubling as assistants to the equipment staff. Well, is there any oversight during the game? The referees can swap out a ball at any point for any reason, including concern about inflation. Referee Walt Anderson did that at least once Sunday night on the first play of the third quarter. It was not entirely clear why. Mortensen reported Anderson called for a new ball more than once during the game. Well, what does the NFL investigate? What are they doing about this? Even after finding the weight discrepancy, the league will have to find proof of an intentional act to deflate balls used in the game. Its game operations manual states, in part, once the balls have left the locker room, no one, including players, equipment managers, ball boys, and coaches, is allowed to alter the footballs in any way. If found guilty, how will the league punish the Patriots? Again, from the game manual, if any individual alters the football or if a non-approved ball is used in the game, the person responsible and, if appropriate, the head coach or other club personnel will be subject to discipline, including but not limited to a fine of $25,000. Well, you ask, is that all? Ha ha! The key question, of course, is how Commissioner Roger Goodell would view the Patriots and Coach Bill Belichick in particular. If the investigation continues in this direction, Belichick, of course, was fined $500,000 after the Patriots were found to have spied illegally on opponents in 2007. The team was fined $250,000, and it surrendered a first-round draft choice. Goodell's letter to Belichick at the time referenced a calculated and deliberate attempt to avoid longstanding rules designed to encourage fair play and promote honest competition on the playing field. Excuse me. If Goodell views Belichick as a repeat offender to the general act of, well, cheating, then the penalties for this episode could be considerably higher. Could Goodell reverse the outcome of the AFC Championship game? Technically, yes, but, you know, y'all know as well as I do, it ain't going to happen. We both know that. Rule 17, Section 2 of the NFL rulebook gives Goodell the sole authority to investigate and take appropriate disciplinary and or corrective measures if any club action, non-participant interference, or calamity occurs in a NFL game which he deems so extraordinarily unfair or outside the accepted tactics encountered in professional football that such action has a major effect on the result of the game. The bar is high, y'all, for reversing the outcome. According to the rule, it must be an act or incident that Goodell deems so extraordinary or unfair that the result of the game in question would be inequitable to one of the participating teams. Would the Colts have won if the footballs were inflated properly? That argument is hard to make. Well, y'all probably wondering, is this really a big deal? In itself, no. But there is no chance that underdeflated balls impacted the outcome of the AFC Championship game. Yeah, hold on to that thought, whatever helps you to sleep at night, AFC. For the NFL, as with most things, it's about perception. Hello, somebody. Rules and policies are in place not only to ensure fair play, but to maintain trust. Fans must believe what they've seen is honest and forthright competition, as removed as possible from subversive acts that would imply non-organic winners and losers. Well, you know what? New England has did this before. So, come on. Y'all need to bring them up on this. Are the Patriots being unfairly targeted? Quite frankly, the league's 31 other teams do not give the Patriots much benefit of the doubt. After the 2007 spine incident, well, these feelings could be based on jealousy or simply an unwillingness to accept the Patriots' sustained success on its face. Others might follow the belief of the scorn wife, once a cheater, always a cheater. Hello, hello, because that's how I feel. No, they're not going to go back and redo the game, but you know what? What you guys did was wrong. You should do it fair and square. I mean, come on, everybody. Look how they did the MLB players for drug use. I mean, they had to go before a Senate hearing and everything. Now, New England has did this twice. Come on, somebody needs to be paying for something. That just is not right. But anyway, we're going to take a quick break, come back, because you know I'm ranting and raving, huh? You know, I got the feeling this is a spinner's night, so let me do one more cut. That just really sounded good. This one is Working My Way Back to You. And we're back. All right, let me do some NBA scores because you know what? Football season is ended now, of course, because you know it's the Super Bowl, the Seattle Seahawks against the New England Patriots, cheaters. Anyway, so let me give the NBA scores. Right now, I guess there is some games going on. Fourth quarter. Chicago's beating Miami 77-76. There's 12 seconds left. Fourth quarter with 24 seconds left. Cleveland 106 to Utah 91. Fourth quarter, New York, it's a minute and 6 seconds left in the game. New York is beating Philadelphia. New York 93, Philadelphia 88. Also, the fourth quarter, Atlanta is beating Indiana 88-64. They just started the fourth quarter. Another fourth quarter is Orlando and Detroit. Detroit is beating Orlando 102-96, and it's 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Halftime, we've got Toronto 38, Memphis 41. Third quarter, Minnesota 42, Dallas Mavericks 61. Also at the half, we got the L.A. Lakers 44, New Orleans 43. Also at the half, Oklahoma 38, Washington 50. And first quarter just starting, Portland 20 and Phoenix 20. Okay, so those are your NBA scores. Did y'all know this? I just have to let you know. Did you know 11 NBA teams are now worth over $1 billion? Bet y'all didn't know that, huh? Did you also know that LeBron James is in development for a primetime game show? I guess it must be nice, huh? Well, hockey season should be starting, I think. Yep. Third quarter for hockey, we've got Toronto 2, Ottawa 3. Third quarter just started. Ottawa 3, Toronto 2. Second quarter is Chicago 2 and Pitt 1. First quarter is CBJ. I don't know who that is, 0. And I think it's Winnipeg 2. Yeah. Winnipeg 2. Okay, so that's what it is in hockey. Hey, and I got to tell you something. I got a ticket. I'm going to a hockey game, my first hockey game. I've been wanting to go for the last 2 years. So a friend of mine got me a ticket, so I'm going to see the Seattle Thunderbirds on the 24th. And
Leonard,
we're playing.
I just wanted to say something to you. You don't watch much hockey, do you? Hockey has three periods, not quarters.
Oh, no, I don't. This is my first time even going to a game. I'm just excited. No, I didn't know. So they're periods. Oh, okay.
They have three periods, not four, just three.
That is too funny. Thank you, Nina, because you know I don't know. I need that correction. So
oh, I know about hockey.
Much. Yes, I know that's
okay.
Right. I'm
going to
let
air. You get
let
back
call
to
you
it
back.
Now.
Okay, thank you.
Right.
Well, you see what I know, y'all. Miss Nina had to tell me. Crap, I didn't know. But anyway, I'll be at my first hockey game the 24th. The Thunderbirds are playing the Portland Wolverines. Is that what it is? Portland Winterhawks, excuse me. Okay, Seattle Thunderbirds against the Portland Winter Hawks on January 24th. So it'll be my first hockey game. Now when I come back, I can talk to Miss Nina and I'll know a little bit more about the game. Oh, my God, that is too funny. Okay, well, let's listen to another quick song, and then I'm going to go into, I know y'all just waiting for entertainment news, what's going on.
I become feel so strange.
And we are back. You're listening to In the Studio with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, and Miss Nina is your moderator. So go right on in. I've been talking a lot about sports and the different things. She just had to remind me about the periods in hockey. I was saying quarters. That was funny. Anyway, okay, on to entertainment news. Let's see what's going on this week in the life. Oscar winner Kevin Costner and Octavia Spencer are joining forces for the movie Black or White. The movie is about Costner fighting Spencer in court over their interracial granddaughter. The movie opens in theaters January 30th. I've seen some of the trailers for that, and I'm telling you, it looks really good. It looks like Kevin Costner had custody of her. I guess I don't know what happened to his daughter, but he has custody of his granddaughter, and Octavia wants shared custody with him. So it should be good. Gotham star Jada Pinkett is gracing the new issue of Shape magazine. She's over 40 and fabulous on the cover. I mean, she looks like she's in her 20s, y'all. She doesn't even look like she's near 40. Look like about a 25 or 26-year-old. The Manns are coming to BET in a new reality show. David and Tamla Mann, the popular husband and wife duo, best known from Tyler Perry's Meet the Browns, and Tamla's gospel career, Take Me to the King. If you have not heard that song, I'll advise you, go to YouTube, pull up Tamla Mann and the song Take Me to the King. It is beautiful. Having launched It's a Man's World Wednesday nights at 9 p.m., followed by the game at 10 p.m. Well, I saw their first show last Wednesday, and it was good. It was really, really good. I did enjoy it. They're definitely a committed family when it comes to faith in God. And the only thing I noticed is that Tamla, she didn't put her weight back on. You know, she had dropped over 100 and some pounds and just looked absolutely gorgeous. She's a pretty woman, regardless whether she's heavy or small, to be honest with you. She's very pretty. But anyway, I know she put her weight back on, and one of their kids is kind of heavy like mama. So I think everybody should be on a health kick in that house. But anyway, TV One will be airing the NAACP Image Awards, hosted by Anthony Anderson, on Friday, February 6th. Mark your calendar. It's the 57th Annual Grammy Awards are happening Sunday, February 8th on CBS. Mark your calendars. Beyonce and Sam Smith are leading the nominees at the Grammys. In fact, this year's tally, Beyonce is now the most nominated female artist in Grammy history. John Legend, Pharrell, Mary J. Blige, Ledesi, Usher, Jennifer Hudson, and Kim also received nominations. For the Image Awards, the Lifetime Network is leading with the most nominations. Other nominees include the big screen movie Selma, Get On Up, Beyond the Lights, Dear White People. TV shows nominated include Being Mary Jane, Orange is the New Black. You know what? I haven't seen that yet. I guess that's just on Netflix. I guess I better order Netflix or get into that, because it's not on any of the cable, and I don't think it's on Direct or Dish television either. I'm pretty sure it must be through Netflix. But anyway, Orange is the New Black and How to Get Away with Murder. On the music end, Pharrell and Beyonce lead up the nominees for this year. There was room for the legends, with Aretha Franklin and Smokey Robinson both catching a nod. Congratulations to Usher. It's going to be marriage number two for the good kissing singer, who recently became engaged to a longtime girlfriend, Grace Miguel. Miguel will be 49 this year, and Usher is 36. Well, the news doesn't look good for the NBC show State of Affairs. I've never watched it. I couldn't tell you about it. With Katherine Hagel and Alfred Woodard, the show's ratings have not been great, and it looks like the show may be canceled. The Lee Daniels Fox drama Empire debuted to millions of viewers last week. Getting tongue-tied there. Look for the show to be renewed for a second season. Yay! creator and producer and Philly native, Lee Daniels, had a chance to stop by and visit at the WDAS studios. You can watch the interview in its entirety in the Patty TV section of WDASFM.com. Daniel says to hold on because the empire continues. It'll get even rawer and grittier. Woohoo! He told me about casting the original actors and how he's getting calls from folks who'd like to be on the show. On the lineup is Mary J. Blige wants to be on the show. Patti LaBelle, Gladys Knight, Jennifer Hudson, Foxy Brown, Tasha Smith, Debbie Allen, Mario Van Peebles, all strong, and a strong possibility, Denzel Washington. Well, good God Almighty. Sound like Tutti Frutti. Check out the videos of Lee Daniels on the Patty TV Empire, starring Terrence Howard and Taraji P. Henson, airs Wednesday at 9 p.m. on Fox. I mean, it is a good show. And Taraji, she takes it. Taraji, she plays Cookie. And Cookie is a no-nonsense, loves her children, and wants her money, okay? And wants what's good for her children. Really good. Okay. Remember trombonist Clifford Adams? He passed away from cancer at the age of 62. Our prayers and hearts go out to him and his family. Adams played with Kool and the Gang, Patti LaBelle, and Duke Ellington. Okay, now Felicia Rashad has joined the cast of the Rocky spinoff, Creed. Rashad will play the widow of Apollo Creed. Oh, the Apollo Creed character was played by Carl Weathers in the famed Rocky movie series, but was killed off in a fight in Rocky IV. The movie Creed will star Michael B. Jordan, remember he's from Fruitvale Station, that movie, as the grandson of the Apollo Creed, who is pursuing a boxing career. He is being mentored by Sylvester Stallone, who returns as Rocky. It's a reunion for Jordan because Ryan Cooper of Fruitvale Station also is directing it. The movie opens in 2016, the 40th anniversary of the release of the original Rocky movie. Okay, movies that are on DVD this week is Get On Up, the James Brown Story starring Chadwick Boseman. Gone Girl, oh, I want that movie. I mean, I like Get On Up, too. I'm not knocking that. But Gone Girl, I want that movie, starring Ben Affleck and also Oscar nominee Rosamund Pike and Tyler Perry. Super Bowl Sunday is February 1st on NBC, and Lenny Kravitz will be joining Katy Perry for the halftime show. And again, Seattle Seahawks will be winning the Super Bowl two times in a row. Dancer Derrick Cole has not returned to ABC Dancing with the Stars when season 20 kicks off March 16. Ho is leaving to join the New York Spring Spectacular at Radio City Music Hall. Break a leg, Derrick. Jennifer Lopez returns to the big screen in the movie The Boy Next Door, opening in theaters January 23rd this week. According to published reports, the 45-year-old American Idol judge has renewed her relationship with Casper Smart, her 27-year-old choreographer and backup dancer. The couple split up last year after being together for 3 years. Smart was involved in a scandal with a transgender model. The OWN Network will be presenting The Light Girls documentary on Monday, January 19th. I'm sorry, that was this past Monday at 9 p.m. Acclaimed director Bill Duke is behind the project. This is a follow-up to his Dark Girls documentary. So I guess what you need to do is get on OWN and find out when, because, you know, Oprah will repeat that movie. So you probably want to get on OWN and look at their TV schedule. Well, there is life after daytime as one queen is set to portray another. Queen Latifah will be starring as the queen of the blues, Bessie Smith, in a new HBO movie. Bessie Smith was one of the most popular blues singers of the 20s and 30s until her death at the age of 37 after a car accident. The Bessie Smith story will air on HBO this spring. Jennifer Hudson is coming to Broadway. The Oscar winner will be starring in a revival of The Color Purple this fall. Hudson will be playing the role of Shug Avery. Unsung Hollywood returns with a profile of comedian and actor Red Fox and features on John Singleton movie Baby Boy and the hit Thursday night sitcom A Different World. Unsung Hollywood premieres February 11th on TV One. Well, Chris Rock versus Malik Rock Compton for his fortune worth $70 million and custody of their two daughters. Reports came out this week slamming Malik's nonprofit companies, claiming they were not legit. Ooh, interesting. Malik is known for her charity work. This could hurt her future work and her ability to support herself now that her marriage to Chris is ending. Interesting. Well, more to come. We're going to listen to another song. You know, I got to keep you on the edge. So anyway, let's listen to one more song and come back to what else? Entertainment news. This is Sadie by the Spinners.
In a world like today, it's a rare occasion to be able to see young mothers like the ones that were around when I grew up. But they live on in memory to quite a few of us. And this song is dedicated to those who cherish that memory. Early one Sunday morning, breakfast was on the table.
Sorry, y'all. I'm doing it again. I messed up and had lost connection. So here's a song, Sadie by the Spinners.
In a world like today, it's a rare occasion to be able to see young mothers like the ones that were around when I grew up. But they live on in memory to quite a few of us. And this song is dedicated to those who cherish that memory.
Sunday morning, breakfast was on the table. There was no time to eat. She said to me, "Boys, hurry to Sunday school, filled with our Lord of glory. We learned the whole story. She'll always have her dreams, despite the things this troubled world can bring. Oh, say, don't you know we love you, sweet Sadie? Place no one above you, sweet Sadie.
Well, well.
It seems so funny, but no money will turn your life around. Sweeter than cotton candy, stronger than Papa, though brandy. Always that needed smile. Once in a while, she would break down and cry. Sometimes she'd be so happy being with us and Daddy.
Yeah, I'm not going to believe this. I hope that you heard that song. They disconnected me twice on Blog Talk Radio while the music was playing the last song. Ain't that something? Twice it disconnected me. Okay, well, it is Mercury retrograde, so I guess if anything is possible, it can happen. Jeez. Okay, back to entertainment news. Published reports say after 6 months on The View, it's a wrap for Rosie Perez. She's already been absent from the show because she's been in rehearsals for a Broadway show. Perez always seemed uncomfortable between the deep political discussions on the heated Rosie O'Donnell and Whoopi Goldberg screaming matches on and off camera. Perez may have been intimidated. Speaking of Whoopi, where is she and why hasn't she been on The View? Goldberg has been out on medical leave due to a bad back. When will Whoopi return? Officials at ABC say soon. In the meantime, there will be guest hosts including actress Regina Hall, Think Like a Man, and About Last Night, and former View host Joy Behr. Remember Joy? She was a kick in the butt. I really enjoyed her. Who said she is willing to pitch in? A lot of people thought Whoopi was boycotting the show because she can't stand working with O'Donnell, who has been fighting her for control of the show. O'Donnell is horrible on the show. Everything seems so forced for her, and there is no chemistry with the other ladies. Well, that's true. I've only watched it once because I couldn't take it. So, anyway. Well, Academy Award nominations came down today. Selma, a long-held favorite, did get a Best Picture nod and Best Song for John Legend, but was largely ignored. No actor in the movie was even nominated. This follows suit with the snubbing at the Golden Globe Awards this past week. As a producer, Oprah is nominated since Selma did get a Best Picture nomination. Nominations or not, the cast and crew of Selma created a riveting and powerful film. Selma, produced by Oprah Winfrey and directed by Ava DuVernay, beautiful name, focuses on the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. during the 1965 Selma, Alabama march that he led. Dr. King is played by David Oyelowo and Carmen Ejiagho as Coretta Scott King. The movie also features Wendell Pierce, Tessa Thompson from Dear White People, singer Ledesi as Mahalia Jackson, and Oprah. The trailer is powerful. If you can check it out, on Apple or Yahoo, YouTube, the trailer is powerful. Meanwhile, among the performers actually nominated for Oscars include Alec Baldwin, Steve Carell, Meryl Streep, Julianne Moore, Emma Stone, and Robert Duvall, just to name a few. The 87th Annual Academy Award airs Sunday, February 22nd on ABC. Excuse me. So I only have a few minutes left. I do want to say this. I don't know if anybody got a chance to watch the movie Whitney that came out on Lifetime. It came out last week, and I watched it. I thought they did a pretty good job. I didn't understand what Sissy Houston and her daughter, Whitney's daughter, was so up in arms about. I thought it was a good movie. Now, behind the movie, and when they show it again, is Bobby Brown's comment and opinion about the movie and also how he was treated before and after her death and the funeral. So I don't know. I didn't even watch that, y'all. I'll be honest with you. I went to bed. Mainly because I really could care less what Bobby Brown has to say. Bobby Brown has remarried and has one kid, and he has another kid on the way. So looks like he'll have, seven children in all, something like that. I think he had three or four before him and Whitney had their child together. So he's got two to add to the collection. That didn't sound very nice. Well, anyway, God bless you and your children and your wife. But anyway, if you do get a chance, I would tell you to check out Whitney. The young lady that's playing Whitney Houston did a remarkable job singing as well as acting to me. I thought she did a really good job. So you might want to just check that out and see what you think. Now I'm going to bring Nina in and talk a little bit about our sister station, Mindset. So let me get her on the air with us right now and give us a schedule, what's coming up. Okay, Nina? Nina. Well, I guess you're not
here. Oh, here I am. Sorry. On Monday have Passage to Empowerment. It's part three of a three-part series, and we're going to be talking about the spirit. And Wednesday, that's at 8 p.m. Monday. That's Mountain Standard Time. Our show goes by Mountain Standard Time because I live in the mountains.
Okay.
But anyways,
okay.
And Wednesday is Time to Love with Lydia. I'm not sure what her topic is, but that's at 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And that's all we have for next week.
Oh, okay. Okay. And on Friday, I have Friday Traffic Jam will be coming up. And this Sunday, I will be back for psychic readings. Me and Nina will be on board. Last Sunday was the NFC Championship, and I'm a Seahawks staunch fan. So I was not missing the game. And even if I did do the psychic readings, I wouldn't have concentrated and been fair to the people calling in because my mind would have been on the game. So anyway, we'll be back Sunday at 3 o'clock in full force. As always, glad to hear from everybody and see folks. And then, of course, back on Wednesday at 6 o'clock is in the studio. Oh, and Tuesday at 5 p.m. I do Spreaker.com, just one day a week for 1 hour. And that's Tuesday, Spreaker.com, and it's the Gaia Bocelli Show. And Friday, Friday Traffic Jams is at 5 o'clock. So I think we've covered it all. So with that, let me ask, Miss Nina, did you have anything else?
No, I don't have anything else this week, Glennis.
Okay. Well, with that, I'm going to close out the show, and I thank you, everybody, for joining us today. And I hope that we really gave you some information today, especially about sports and then entertainment. Okay, well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. Thank you, Miss Nina, as always. You are a treasure and a dear. And we'll see you next Wednesday or Friday at 5 o'clock. Otherwise, you'll see me and Miss Nina Sunday at 3 p.m. Pacific time. 6 o'clock on the East Coast.
Yeah. Good night, everyone. Have a great rest of the week.
Amen. Yes. Have a good week. And remember, we are in Mercury retrograde. Love y'all.
Good night, Lana.
Good night, Nina.
Oh.